in our coverage at Big 12 Media Days at Ford Center at the Texas Star in Frisco, Texas, continues. We are presented by Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Kansas City and Cryo Clinic of KC. And we're joined now by the head coach, David Beatty. He's been talking to people all day. The last thing he wants to do is one more interview, but we grabbed him. We're sending him down for one more. And, Coach, you're a Texas guy. So when I throw out this Ford Center at the Texas Star, and you come from the Texas high school ranks too, what do you think of this place?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to mind is really Jerry Jones and the influence that he's had on this city and the value that he's always placed on high school athletics here. You know, the people probably don't know this, but there have been more high school football games played at the old Texas Stadium than you can even count. He has always given the local kids, high school kids, the opportunity to play in these wonderful venues. And, you know, I know he has a grandson right now that plays at a local high school that won a state championship, so I know he's very interested in high school sports right now. So as they were going through this process of building this, I'm sure that that was something that, you know, he was excited about for his grandson, if he were able to get to play in here. And certainly the kids of Frisco, I mean, he's been very, very accommodating to the city of Frisco. All these schools I know have locker rooms here. They all got uniforms when they first opened this facility. You know, I just think the commitment that Jerry and the Cowboys have made to this community has been something that's been such a blessing.
And I was talking to one of your players, Daniel Wise, down here. He got to play a game, he said, at the Jerry Jones Dome. He said it was unbelievable.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's one of those deals, whether it was at Jerry's World, what we used to call it, or if you were playing at the old Texas Stadium. I mean, that whenever you got into the playoffs, it was always a big deal to see who was going to get to play in Texas Stadium that first round. And, you know, Jerry and those guys were so accommodating. Anytime they had open slots, they were going to allow high school games to play there. And, you know, so much so they would play some high school games on Thursday nights. They'd play two on Thursday night just so they could get two on Thursday, two on Friday, and four on Saturday. And that gave so many kids the opportunity to do it.
All right, so we're down here, though, to talk college football with you. And you've got to be excited about, I mean, with the young guys that you brought down here, you're getting some kids now. Now you're going into your third year. You've got kids that are making that all Big 12 preseason list, Big 12 Player of the Year, and in the case of Dorrance Armstrong. And these are guys that got a lot of experience at a very early age. That's got to have you excited for what's coming around the corner this year.
Yeah, Nate, you hit it on the head. I mean, one of the things that you look for in the maturization of your program are these landmarks, right, so to speak, and one of which is, you know, being able to have recognized players on preseason and postseason list. And, you know, to this point, we really haven't had that. And to have Dorrance Armstrong to be voted by the media as the defensive player of the year is one of those landmarks in the maturation of our program. So it's something that we look forward to, and we really want to make sure that we keep aiming to getting those types of players, those level of players, so we can compete at a high level in this conference. You know, the great thing about Dorrance Armstrong, though, is he doesn't care about any of that. And, you know, his first words to me was, Coach, they don't give a award for a preseason. They just put your name in something. I want the one that matters, that you take home and you put on your wall and you tell your kids about it. And I'm also wanting the one that can tell our kids about how I had an impact in helping us win games and go to bowls.
That, you know what, the bowl game thing was something that was brought up by all your kids that I talked to down here. Is that something that's coming from you, or are they just kind of talked about that on their own, the idea of trying to get Kansas back to a bowl game?
Well, one of the things that we've done from the day we got there is we've talked about the bowl process, and we've talked about we believe that the bowl is one of the greatest things of college athletics, college sports. It's a reward for your program, and it's one of the coolest experiences that I've been a part of, is any time I've ever been a member of a team that's gone to a bowl. And we have trained our guys on what that looks like. So when we do get there, we know how to handle it. We take our guys out to eat at different places throughout Kansas City, just so when we travel and we go to bowl sites and we go eat at restaurants, that's not the first time they've done it. We prepare them for different things that come into play when you go to a bowl. And what that, we go ahead and give them a calendar that shows them when bowl practice is based on the dates of the Big 12 bowl matchups. So this is what your calendar is going to be like. This is when we'll have you back. This is when you'll go home for Christmas. You'll be gone for 2 days. We'll fly you from there to the bowl site. So we plan on being in bowls, and we make sure that we're planning for that and that our guys are having that mentality. We're thinking that way right now because you've got to believe it to make it happen, and our guys are finally mature enough, Nate, to where we feel like we've got a chance to do some special things this year.
I want to talk to you about a couple of changes that have happened, because this is another thing that your players that I talked to while they were down here brought up to me on the staff. They talked about your strength and conditioning coordinator, and of course, you know, you got your offensive coordinator in, Coach Meacham, from, you know, who comes from a big time program as well. If you could take time on each guy and tell me maybe just a little bit about those guys and what they bring to the table for
you. Right. You know, the first guy is our newest member. It's Zach Woodfin. He is our new strength and conditioning coordinator. He came to us from Southern Miss. And the interesting thing about Zach is that they were going through an AD change. And Zach was the head strength coach for the football team, and he was named the interim AD. And he actually operated the entire department as the head strength coach, but not just in title. He operated it. That's how much thought that president had of this guy. And once you meet him, you realize that. And it didn't take us long when we talked to him to realize that the things that we were being told by several people throughout the country were absolutely true. You know, he comes from two different schools that were in very similar situations to us. He went back to his alma mater, Alabama Birmingham, and they'd won two games previously, and the only difference the next year was Zach Woodfin, and they go to a bowl. Now, they shut the program down, but they win six games and qualify for a bowl. After that, you know, one of our dear friends, Todd Munkin, was at Southern Miss, and he had decided to make a change, and they had gone 3-9 the year before. They make one change, they hire Zach Woodfin, and they go 9-3. And both of those places have talked to me about what an influence this guy had on their program. And you can see it in the development. You can see it in the energy and the positivity that he brings. And, you know, we had very, very talented strength guys. Janae Jackson did a great job for us. He moved on, but, you know, I just feel like God, you know, made this one happen for us. And he's just such a great one for us, and I'm excited about the impact he's going to have. You know, Meacham is a guy that I've been talking about all day, and for good reason. You know, I mean, it easily could be the other way around, where Meacham's hiring me and he's the head coach. And I'm just honored to have him on my staff and have a guy that's that well thought of throughout the country and that has the production that he has behind him. And when you work with him for a few days, you realize why. I mean, it's so much more than just what you do on the field. It's about who you are. This guy's just fun to be around, man. I mean, he's a guy that has a gravitational pull to him. Mm-hmm. Kind of like you, Nate. Everybody wants to hang around
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sure. Now, but I was talking to some of your kids about it, and they said, you know, look, it's not like the offense is fundamentally changing. This is the schemes of what you guys have been doing don't change. But I'm wondering, just for you as a head coach, now that you've had a couple years in this, this has to free you up to oversee. I mean, we talk about how a coach is a CEO. He's got to run the whole thing. Having an offensive coordinator that you trust and that you guys are on the same page, I'm assuming that's got to free you up to do some of the other things you have to take care of as a head coach.
I think the word that comes to mind for me is comforting. It's unbelievably comforting. But I'm not going to tell Doug Meacham how to do his job. He's one of the best in the country. But I'm going to be paying attention and being a part of those sessions, because I want to continue to learn from him, and I want to see if there's anything that I can provide that might be able to help us all be better. And he wants that. He welcomes that. But it's his offense. He's going to call it. He will manage it. He will be the one that creates it, and I'm not going to get in his way. But it will certainly free me up to be a lot more focused on game management, time management, and things that, you know, are very serious reasons why games are being lost and won on Saturdays.
Well, I know that one of the things that the two of you will be very involved in making the decision on, and I'm sure it's something you've been talking about all day long as well, and that's the quarterback situation. Carter Stanley did some really good things for you at the end of the season last year. I know Peyton Bender has everybody very excited as well. I'm just always fascinated by how you can evaluate these guys until you get into real games. And do you see this being something that you have to get into real games to really know? Or do you think you can find out, even just by going through practice, which guy is going to win the job?
Well, I think sometimes it's clear, right, mm-hmm. in practice. Sometimes it's clear. But a number of times it's not. And you want it to be clear because of days like today. You want to be able to calm the waters and say, this is the guy, and everybody feels comfortable. But you owe it to your stakeholders to make sure that the right guy's out there, right?
Yeah.
And at times, you're going to run a guy out there maybe that first game, and maybe you learn what you just said. Maybe you learn that maybe he can't do it and that the other guy needs an opportunity. And, you know, maybe, you know, that's how it all plays out. But, you know, we hope that this thing will decide itself in the first couple of weeks of camp, but there's no guarantee that it will. And the good thing is we got two really good ones that really care, that are focused, and that will give everything they have, and that guys will follow. That's a big deal at that quarterback position.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate the time. I mean, I know I speak for a lot here from a lot of KU fans. You got them excited. I mean, you got some kids that they got to see last year, as I said, that they're getting some accolades going into the season, and I just feel this energy that I haven't felt around the program. So, good luck with the season, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Nate. I appreciate you, man.
That's Head Coach David Beatty. Again, we are brought to you by the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Greater Kansas City and Cryo Clinic of KC with our coverage of Big 12 Media Days from down here in Frisco, Texas.